but it's into everybody's collective consciousness. And in a way, I actually see this as a positive thing, because I think this is really the beginning of the end of Donald Trump. What we saw this morning on CNN, Chris Cuomo did something remarkable. He asked about substantive policy issues on the Veterans Administration and the reform that we need there. Donald Trump's spokesman was unable to answer any of those questions because they don't have answers on anything that's substantive. He's not a candidate. He's more of a professional wrestler trying to evoke and elicit a reaction from the crowd, provoke a reaction from the crowd, and that's what he's doing so far. And I'll tell you, I'm a little disappointed that folks on the King's Road and Canary Wharf has as much exposure to Donald Trump. I was hoping they'd be luckier than we were.
No, well, let me tell you, he is known also because the U.S. version of The Apprentice aired here in the U.K., I was told. And, of course, he's known because he makes himself known. He's active on Twitter. He says controversial things. But you tweeted something, Doug. You said, understand how Trump can hurt the GOP field, but why not a media that privately laughs at Trump yet covers him ad nauseum? But you have to cover the candidate who's leading the polls, don't you? I mean, Trump's at 18% in the latest Fox News poll.
No, absolutely. It certainly warrants coverage. What I've found troubling is when you're in newsrooms, you'll talk to people who, you know, don't take it seriously and then cover it, then ask the question, then ask the next question. And what we've seen, and, you know, appearing with you right now, I'm obviously guilty of it, too. What we've seen is just an exhaustive coverage of this. It's all Trump all the time. So if you're Marco Rubio and you gave a education speech in Chicago a couple weeks ago, That didn't get any as attention as it should have. If you're Rick Perry and you spoke on race right as the Confederate flag issue was really heated up in South Carolina, that didn't get the attention it deserved. And so what we're losing is the real substantive issues that voters need to learn about, because we're hearing nothing but bluster and insults from one part of a sideshow.